Show my life and sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Hanayah. I got it this Maseches Brachos from Rana Ravzatzal. Tonight is your site. Shiur should be a special schus. Luli Nishmaso and our Nishamas should be zocha to connect her and attach themselves to his. As the Svarim HaKadoshim say, when you learn someone's Torah, his Nishama is grafted onto your neshama. So after that result to this Arkava, this grafting that Rav Kook's neshama should be grafted on ours. We learned in the previous shiur that Brachas Daf Mem, that after all of your reading you should eat salt, after all of your drinking drink water. We spoke about the idea of going back to nature. After all of the philosophy, all the halacha, all the lumbus, all the deep ideas that you learn, always go back to the nature, both when it comes to living your life. Don't distance yourself too much from nature. Take a walk in the park. Get a nice walk in the Central Park on a Sunday afternoon if there's no sneeze problems. And don't go too far from nature in your living your life, and don't go too far from nature in your Avodas Hashem. Remember the basics of Emunah, the basics of Yiras Shamayim, as we spoke about in the previous year. And now the Gemara continues, Ochal kol machul ochal melach, if one eats any food and he doesn't eat salt, if he drinks any drink, lo shel samayim, doesn't drink water, Yom during the day should be doing mireach hapeh, from bad breath. And at night, askara is a certain disease that starts in a person's stomach and then goes to his mouth. It's a very bad disease. So if he doesn't do this, if he doesn't eat salt, the Gemara previously was saying to eat salt after your meal and drink water. If he doesn't do so, and during the day he's going to have a bad breath problem, halitosis, I think they call it. And at night he's going to have an askara problem. What's the difference between day and night? Why recha peh? Why askara? Explains the Rav. The day is a time that is more special, set aside for actions that a person does, a person's meisim. Less nature. Today's more of a day where we're creative, we're out in the world, using technology. And therefore it doesn't suffer nature, it doesn't harm you so much by day, because that's the way things are supposed to be. You're supposed to distance yourself from nature. And therefore, it's not so harmful. It's the way it's supposed to be. The naturist distance yourself from nature. And therefore, there's only going to be a little bit of a mark, a little bit of a trace of influence that will find itself expressed in the problems with one's digestive system. Ubalaila, the night, Shadam Roishian in Sabo Matsap to Vyotera, night is supposed to be in a more natural state. Akenu Zmana Sheina, therefore night is the time of sleeping. Shumatsap to Vigamul, which is a time of absolute natural being, that's just you as you are, sleeping, not creating anything at all. You're just as you are, not changing anything. So Tegdal second, that's more dangerous. Since night is a time that you're supposed to be more natural, it's not a time of being creative, it's not a time of being involved with technology, so it's more dangerous to distance yourself from your natural state. In the day, it's less of a danger. So where does the Reach HaPeh by day? Reach HaPeh is not as bad, that's by day. That's distance yourself. Not eating salt means you're distancing yourself from nature, because salt is the most natural food, it was never changed. And water is the most natural drink, it was never changed. So the idea of drinking, eating it after your meal, which is made of many different ingredients, and after your drink, which is made of different ingredients, so you go back to nature. So the danger during the day of going to nature is only Reach HaPeh, it's not as great as the danger of night of askara. And in the portion of a spiritual food, you also find something similar. If a person distances himself from the natural source, the Torah, Yiras Hashem, his musariyut, his ethical standing, is going to be corrupted and ruined. If he distances himself from the makor ha'pasha, the pashtus of Torah Yiras Hashem. Omnam b'yato er b'sechlo b'levavo netiyah l'ramut u'masim tovim shasiyom l'gabei nefesh v'kol choteha lo tigdal sakana adeach hakam e'mukol ha'tivi. So there's something called day when it comes to your soul. What's the day? Day is when it's light. When it's light, you're air b'sichlo. You're air b'sichlo. What does it mean, you're air b'sichlo? Your sechel is awake. It's conscious. You're in a state of emotional and spiritual consciousness, awareness. And in your heart, you have an atiyah, you have an inclination to roimimus, to being exalted, and for ma'asim tovim, for good deeds. So then it's yoyim legabe anefesh. It's yoyim legabe anefesh b'pei chosem. It's going to be day vis-a-vis your soul, because this is a time when it's light by you, it's good by you. Because you're in a state of spiritual and emotional awareness, and in your heart you have this inclination towards exaltation and good deeds. So yom legabe anefesh b'kochotea, lo tigdal asakan, it's not going to be such an enlarging of the danger, by distancing yourself from nature. Because again, it's daytime. Daytime anyway is supposed to distance yourself from a little bit from the natural world. And day also symbolizes that you're in the world of light, of awareness, of elevation, something positive. Day symbolizes positive. Night is darkness, the opposite. Even though it's not such a danger, distance yourself from nature, shemetz kukul yimtza, there will be a little bit of a kilkul. V'roshin shel priyat musar, there's going to be a trace of a breach of morality. Tzmonot nefesh leim adleit m'liot ba'al yideh rechuk me'edekha mekorit v'gamri v'tobach v'chuchma. So since the person distances himself a little bit from nature by day, so there's going to be a little bit of a kilkul, there's going to be a little bit of harm. And how is that harm going to be expressed? Dumat reach hapeh. Gam yot adam nikar b'signono al machshavotav ha'pnimiyot, ha'ken b'yotei ha'chelek pnimiyin b'eze kilkul pnimi, nimsa yukar b'signon l'chodir hitev v'ze reach hapeh. In other words, reach hapeh is that a person is, his pnimius is expressed a little bit by his chitzonius, right? And therefore, if there's a kilkul in his pnimius, which there is by day, if he distances himself from nature, it's going to be expressed a little bit in his chitzonius. Where? In the reach hapeh. It's just some bad breath. Because if you get close to him, you'll see that something is wrong over here. Epis epis, shmek nishgit, as they say in Spanish. Doesn't smell good. That's what's going to happen to a person, Rahman al-Islam, a person who's distanced himself from the source. A person distances himself from the source, and that's symbolized by the fact that he doesn't eat salt after the meal, from the natural state of your shemayim. That's what it means, distancing yourself from the source. Your natural state of being yoshar, what we spoke about in the previous year. That's going to be expressed in bad breath. Something a little bit bad is going to come out of his mouth. It's not going to smell so good. But Laila, the night is more of a problem. Why? Because during the day is a time, like we said before, Er b'sichlo, u'vilavavoni te'alavon mutu masim tovim. But at night, during the day, a person is more inclined towards goodness. Because the day symbolizes light, goodness. Night, b'yatono te'ala matzav shafel, at night, he's inclined towards a lower state. Bitgabrut alav midot avabemiyot, and this is gabrus. This is a strengthening of his animalistic midas. Shulayla musare etzel nefesh, which is the ethical night by the soul. In other words, that a person, when we talk about light vis-a-vis the soul, it's that his nefesh habemis is strengthened, is empowered, his animalistic side. Then tigdal mo the sakana is going to be a enlarging of the danger. Vitgabrut hamidot haraot, and the strengthening of bad midas. Shmeviot gamken pitula deotot. And that also brings a pitui, a seduction of bad deis, of treif hashkaf is what they call today. That could come through this. Because it's been hidden from his eyes, the splendor of the simple truth. Because there's so many different branches that come out because he distanced himself from the nature. And therefore, you should worry about askira. Which starts in the stomach and ends up in the mouth. Because again, it's going to start in the penimius of a person and it's going to end up coming out of him. So during the day, it's only reach hapeh, not so bad. Reach hapeh, a little bit of bad breath. But at night when he's distancing himself from the source, it's even more dangerous. Night is supposed to be closer to the source. Night is time of sleep. And when he distances himself from the source, and then he gets involved in tepulim and philosophy and thinking too much about this and about that, and he distances himself from the basics of Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, being an Erlich Hayid, being an honest person, so that's much more dangerous. That's going to start in his penis, it's going to come out of his mouth, and it's going to be terrible. It's a killer disease, askara. But to Masav Acholei HaNefesh, and similarly, we have in the emotional illness and gaiva. It's going to start with gaiva. It's going to end up hashchas and bad days. Bad midas lead to bad days, as we know. We've recently wrote about this. Hagorot maasim ra'im shemashchitim et adam b'chalom motzim oto me'alamo chalila. So these bad deeds corrupt a person. And they take him out of his world. Therefore, it's very important for a person to look at the nature of the body to teach him about the soul. Meaning, that just like in the body, don't go too far away from nature. Eat your salt, drink your water, stay close to nature. So too, in the spiritual world, if you go too far from nature, it's going to be very dangerous, particularly at night. And therefore, you should expand your knowledge in Torah, but always stay close to the source. And don't chas v'shalom. Start with, like we said now, it starts with some gaiva and it ends up with terrible days. So, when a person distances himself from nature, it's a bad ending. So, always try to stay close to the source, which is Emuna, Yiras Hashem, and Yashrus. Yashrus, Ehrlichkeit, Ehrlichkeit. That's what we need in this world. We need more Ehrlichkeit. And an expression, a galach. From is a galach. They're from, a priest is from. A priest is from. A yid has to be yasher. He has to have yashrus. He has to be honest. Yerlich. And that's what's required of us. Not to forget the basics. The basics of midas tovus. The basics of midas tovus, Rabbi is saying. And the basics of Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. And that's by going back to nature, back to the simple things in life. Again, technology is okay, but not to get too immersed in it. To take that walk in the park, enjoy the sun and the trees and the grass and relationships, not only texting people, talking to people, and in Avodah Zarah, Hashem, basics, just being a good person, a kind person. And okay, it's great. It's great to learn. It's great to learn B'Iyun. All these things are good. Wonderful, amazing. But never forget just the basics of being a Jew, of Emunah, Yiras Hashem, feeling a good Yiddish heart, a good Jewish heart. That's what this Gemara is teaching us. And if you distance yourself too much from nature, from what you were supposed to be, from the way you were made, during the day you should be Doge Reach HaPeh. It's going to come out a little bit, some bad breath. And at night it's going to be even worse, because at night you're supposed to be closer to nature. Also, at night is darkness. Night is a dangerous time. So that's Askara, and it's going to mamash lead to. Starts in the stomach and ends up in the mouth. It's deus rose. It's mamish machle. It's a terrible, terrible thing. So you have to be very, very careful. And we have, you know, thousands more shiurim to give with Taras HaRav. So God should just give us life, health, and the financial means. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.